Historian John Grabowski describes the rise and decline of the East 105th Street Entertainment District.
At one point, 105th and Euclid was Cleveland's second downtown. It was a downtown that served the people who lived in the Heights. Theater district, restaurants, dining, stores. There's a couple of bars there, music, 50s and 60s. It was still a jumping place. I mean, you even had original progressive rock. I mean, there was a place called Le Cave at what is now Stokes and Euclid Avenue. It was a basement bar. I went there and watched Pacific Gas and Electric play before they were discovered. There was a point in the 60s and 70s when 105th and Euclid was being largely abandoned. And black real estate entrepreneur Winston Willis took possession of a number of buildings, and he was vociferous in some of the signs that he put out about Whitey and what was going on with the white establishment. And I think maybe he had some of it right, but for white people driving past that, it just exacerbated whatever doubts they would have had at that point.